My dear friends, most people today don't stay home. They're always on the go, going to work, going to school, taking their children to sports practices or music lessons, going shopping. It's no wonder that cell phones and answering machines have become such a necessity for us. We're always on the go. And think of the equipment we use. We use microwave ovens, we use computers, we use robotic vacuums now, and we eat fast food. And moms don't even make their lunches for their kids anymore, hardly. That is, their kids are going to school and they go to this grocery store and they buy some pre-packaged lunch food, like a burrito or something you can heat in the microwave, or even a sandwich that's packaged already. And I wanted to point these things out to you and ask you, is this progress? Are we making progress? You know, the thing is, back in the early 70s, when they told us all these things were coming, people talk like, oh, then you'll have so much more leisure time. You don't have any more leisure time. The only difference is nowadays, things are speeded up to the nth degree. We're just in a rat race. We're moving so fast. We don't even have time to do anything now. Everything has just been accelerated. And so we don't have any leisure time. We have more stress. We have lousy diets. And we have less exercise. And I say, yes, less exercise, because think about it. Men and women used to get great exercise staying home with their kids, running around after them, doing the work around the house, you know, cleaning their bathrooms and cleaning their kitchen floor on their hands and knees and doing their yard work. And now we hire people to do all those things. We hire people to look after our kids. We put our kids in daycare. We hire a lawn care service. We hire people to come in and clean our house for us. And then we go to the gym and we do the very things that we get on a machine that causes us to do the things that we would have done if we just stayed home and done our jobs. Do you ever see an ab machine? All it is you scrubbing the kitchen floor. That's what it is. And people don't even realize this. They just have gotten so far away from doing things around the house that now they have to go out and go to the gym and work out because they don't get any exercise. They don't take care of their kids. They don't take care of their own households. And you compare this situation that is so common today with what the Holy Family shows us. St. Joseph the Worker, he is our example. The Blessed Mother, the Child Jesus, the Holy Family is our example. And you think about how they lived. St. Joseph worked at home. The Blessed Mother worked at home. The Child Jesus was homeschooled. He was taught in his own home. After they came back from Egypt, the Holy Family never traveled outside of their own country. Their small country, which is only about the size of New Jersey or New Hampshire. That's all it is. And they never left. Well, you think about this, that Jesus spent 90% of his 33 years at home. And if Jesus lived at home till he was 30, why are we in such a rush to, you know, get out, get our own apartments and have our own lifestyle? Our Lord stayed at home. And I know some of you parents, you want your kids out. You think, you get out of the house now. You're old enough. Get out and get a job. Well, I understand that. But what I'm saying is that we have lost the family unity. It's gone. People don't do anything together anymore. They don't even have supper together. Mom is, you know, out with Junior, taking him to his baseball practice, and Susie's at music practice, and Dad's still at work or whatever. Nobody does anything together. We've lost our families. We've got to get back to imitating the Holy Family. And even now, our Lord is teaching us, right here in front of you in the Blessed Sacrament. He is always here. Jesus is here night and day. Why is it that people are never home anymore? You call them and they're never home. And you think about our Lord. He made himself a prisoner in the Blessed Sacrament to teach us that we can come any time of the night or day. He is always here. And so on this feast day today of St. Joseph the Worker, I want you to imitate him. Learn from his example to simplify your life, to slow down, to stay at home, and to read a book. People don't even read anymore. They don't. They say, who has time for that? But simplify your life by learning to do without. Realize you don't need that robotic vacuum. You can do it yourself. You don't need all these things. They're just things. All they do is distract you from what you're supposed to be doing. You don't need to spend so much time on the computer. Why do we complicate our lives so much? We have gotten away from what God intended for us to do. So learn from the example of the Holy Family to simplify things and slow down, as I said. By that I mean, stay more recollected. When you're doing your work, for instance, washing the dishes or doing the lawn, cutting the grass, think about our Lord. Talk to him. We say, I don't have enough time to pray. Well, if you would just be recollected in your work, you could talk to him all the day long. Lifting up your mind and your heart to God is prayer. And you can do that all the day long. And as I said, stay at home more. Stay at home. Learn to develop the family life. And if you do have to go out, go do something that's going to lift up your heart. Remember that all art and recreation was meant by God to make our souls soar. That is to get over the mundane and the monotony of our daily life. That is to lift our hearts up towards him. That's what art is supposed to do. Music and art and recreation, they're supposed to lighten your load. So if you're going to do something that is going to lift up your heart. Like go to the rosary procession Saturday. Why not? It'd be a wonderful thing to do. And as I said, get back to reading. If you've been going to confession recently, I'm telling you, more and more people, as your penance, read the New Testament. Open it up, get rid of the dust first. Open it up and read for 15, 20 minutes the New Testament. Most of us haven't even read our Bibles in months. And what about the lives of the saints? Do you ever read the lives of the saints anymore? Most of you don't even know anything about your patron saints. You got to get back to reading good books. If you do these things, you'll be much happier. Much, much happier. And you'll have a lot less stress. And it'll be much, much easier for you to save your soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.